It was Luke Palmer, 20-year veteran, a man he'd met a couple of years before at the gym, a man he knew was scary good at his job.
Luke, yes, it's me, Savage. He's down, unconscious. Ms. Moody is unhurt. But how did you...
Never mind. Luke turned, spoke to his team, then shouted to the cops surrounding the house.
Stand down! It's Agent Dylan Savage! The shooter is down!
There were shouts in return, and Luke yelled out again.
It's over! Stand down!
He and his people lowered their weapons and were soon all in the house. Luke paused a moment and shook Savage's hand.
Nice work!
Detective Mayer roared through the open front door, yelled,
What do you mean it's over, Savage? What is the fricking FBI even doing here?
Savage looked over at Mayer, a man who relied on intimidation to get his way, a man who liked to enforce rules, but only if they didn't apply to him. He'd always disliked Savage, called him a glory hound to his face, and who knew what else behind his back. What would Mayer call him now? Savage didn't care. He turned back into the house. He'd deal with Mayer later. He saw Luke and his SWAT team had already secured the man's rifle and clamped his wrists in front of him with flex cuffs, even though he was unconscious. Savage supposed the bullet that had grazed his head had knocked him out. He hoped there was no more serious damage. A team member began applying pressure to the shoulder wound, and another pressed a bandage against the man's head. The bullet wound in his shoulder looked to be through and through, hopefully not too serious. Savage went to Cara Moody. A metro officer was cutting the duct tape from around her ankles and wrists with a pocket knife. She gasped in pain when her wrists were freed. The officer gently pulled her arms back in front of her and began rubbing her wrists. Savage went down on his haunches in front of her. Your shoulders should stop hurting soon, and in a couple of minutes you'll have your feeling back. Cara stared at him, licked her dry lips.
You shot him twice. He's not dead, is he?
No, he's not dead. You don't know who he is? She shook her head, a hank of sweaty hair stuck to her cheek.
I've never seen him before in my life. He said he wanted to save me from something, but when the cops arrived, he thought...